Alleluia. Yes, you was when you were our Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muriyo mutya murinyera mukama wa Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obura muri mutya.
And how is your life?
Nenda kusaba ngulize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request to greet of your brethren.
Mwagalize bisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eryo yaliwo.
Which come from the one who was.
Aliwo.
Who is.
Era agenda okujja.
And who is going to come.
Enga biyita mmyo musango ejja Katonda.
As they pass the seven spirits of God.
Bwatyo bwayogera mu kubikulu esula esooka n'olwokuna.
That's how it speaks Revelations 1 verse 4.
Era nga biyita mmyo musango ejja Katonda.
And they pass through the seven spirits of God.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda Kitaffe.
We thank God the Father.
Wamu n'ekigambo kya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Together with his word the Lord Jesus Christ.
No moyo wa mutuku.
And his Holy Spirit.
Olwa kaseera akalungi katwongera bulijjo mukubeerawo okwo.
The good time he acts us always in his presence.
Ayongera okutuwa omusana ogw'okumumanya.
And he moves on to give us light of knowing him.
Okuyita mu musana ogw'ekigambo kye ogujjudde.
The light of his word, the light which is filled.
Okutegeeza nti okuba muwonagana enkadde n'empya.
The meaning from the Old and the New Testament.
N'atubikulira kuba omwoyo wa mutuku.
And he reveals us by his Holy Spirit.
Okutuukiriza ngeri esula esooka mu lwabi mwesatu.
Fulfill Proverbs 1 verse 23. Every day when we accept his rebuke, moves on power on us his Holy Spirit, bring us to understand his words as they are written in the Holy Scriptures, and we feel be spoken upon the other words spoken in John chapter 8, that his word has no room in us because
we
have not understood his speech. But on this time, see, it has room in our hearts because we understand the speech of God. And we too became sheep of his flock, to meaning his children. And we can hear his voice as in John chapter 10. Even this day, we want to move on
ebintu musanvu mu bufunzi.
To move on to know seven things in the summary.
Ebiri mu ssaala ey'olutalo ey'obunnabbi.
Those found in the prophetic prayer of warfare.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kyokka twakajja tumalirizeeko ku ebyo ebina ebitaano.
So we have finished five of them.
Era nga twasembyeyo nga tumaze okutegeera.
And we last ended as we understood.
Nti bwe twafuka abakozi awamu ne Katonda.
That when we became co-workers together with God.
Okutuukira ddala mu ssaala ey'olutalo.
To reach the prayer of warfare. He gives us his Holy Spirit. And he gives us of his unlimited power. And then we confront to fight Satan. According to those we are able to hear. In the Acts chapter 1 verse 8. When he said that when the Holy Spirit will come, he will give us power. And then we be his witnesses. Now, because those we fight with, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12, not fight with flesh and blood. Those we fight with, they have not clothed flesh and blood as
us,
and they have never dwelt in
us.
For those we fight with are principalities, the evil spirit, and those who were angels, together with Satan. Yet they were cast from heaven for because of fall. Now we come to the Holy Spirit, in whom bases all the power. According that we move to hear of him, in Matthew 7 verse 28, and he says that if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. Now by authority which appears in the Holy Spirit, the unlimited power of God, when it joins with us and the Holy Spirit comes to be in us, then we can fight spiritual wars as we work together with the Holy Spirit.
He
moved on to understand many things.
Many
hear a word as Matthew 10 verse 1,
that God
called disciples, gave them authority, all demons to casting them, heal all manners of diseases. But that that authority was not revealed well initially. But we understood things not revealed, they are not ours. They remain to be of God.
At
Deuteronomy 29:29. But things revealed are what ours. Understood though the Holy Spirit came in the midst of church. And is there in the midst of the world. But is not revealed to us, we can never work with him. And he cannot manifest the unlimited power of God
to
destroy the evil Satan and his demons. Praise Jesus
much.
Now we understood passing an aspect of repentancy to join with the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he joins with our spirits
to
move and give us power that we fight Satan and his demons, the fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We understood to remain being led by him, even though we've entered in the office to work together with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Now we want to see our sixth point.
It seems
we see in summary concerning prayer of warfare. The prayers of warfare. Those God commanded us pray from 27th October to reach the 1st of December 2019.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Those which prepare all nations to enter in God's final work on its planet Earth. And from when the year 2020 began, those prayers began to be fulfilled in the whole world. And they came to appear many problems under the sun, that God may humble down the nations, that he calls them in the final work,
that
caused the binding of many devils who have been troubling the world, because they be bound in the bottomless pit.
And
we want to see our sixth point, which says when we became co-workers with God, as we work together with the Holy Spirit in his office, to give us of the unlimited power of God, we do not lead ourselves. But the Holy Spirit remains to be the one leading us. When we became co-workers with God through the office of the Holy Spirit, who gives us of the unlimited power of God, we do not lead ourselves, but the Holy Spirit remains leading us. But the question, how does he do that? How will you understand that now it's the Holy Spirit who is leading you? You understood the way you enter his office and you begin work together with him. But how will you remain understanding that still is remain the one leading you,
and
you remain to be a son of God?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now in that word, we want to see that when we became co-workers with God through the office of the Holy Spirit, who gives us of the unlimited power of God to fight the evil Satan and his demons, we do not lead ourselves, but the Holy Spirit remains leading us. But how do we get to know that? Right now he's leading us. In the Romans chapter 8 verses 14 on to 16 tells us these words down here. Romans chapter 8 verses 14.
Kubanga bonna abakulembera omwoyo gwa Katonda, abo be bana ba Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even though we became co-workers with God,
As
we pass the office of the Holy Spirit,
we'll
be back with him in the same office.
Now,
when we reach there, we do not lead ourselves. No.
It's
the one to remain leading us,
to
remain to be sons of God. As it's told us, Romans 8, verse
14,
that all those led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. If we fight to reach in this office of the Holy Spirit, where God gives us of his unlimited power,
and
to reach fighting the evil Satan in the prayers of warfare, and we exchange to think leading ourselves, then we are no more children of God. Then we've become children of the evil one, Satan. It means even the war we fight, it's then overturned.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. When you look to verse 15 in Romans chapter 8, he speaks as he says like this. Romans chapter 8, verses
15. Atukabya nti abba chitafe.
Yes, praise Jesus much. Romans 8 verse
15.
This spirit, when it was being given us to lead us,
to
be proven we sons of God, that is the spirit
who was given
us, and it's not of bondage that we serve Satan together to fear him. No, we give him the spirit who makes us cry,
that
Abba Father. Now to say,
it
moves on to prove to us that we are children of the Almighty God, who can do all things, the Lord of hosts. It means the leading of the Holy Spirit. Though we enter to work in the office with him, his leading us is very major.
For
it does not make us forget worshiping within ourselves, Abba Father. That yes, we've trusted you, for you are our Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that, verse 16 shows, already joined in the office of the Holy Spirit. Let's read you here. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. Yes, the Spirit himself, together with our spirits,
declares
that we are children of God. Now what is this, brethren? That the Spirit himself joined with our spirit, we get to be co-workers with God through the office of the Holy Spirit. We are in the same office with him. But do not ever forget to be led, that though we've shared that office of the Holy Spirit, to work together with God, we do not lead ourselves. If we dare try to lead ourselves, then we have ceased to be children of God. And we head on to fear. And we head on to be slaves.
And
something else we serve which we do not understand. We hear, even to speak a Father in heaven,
and
we do not have that boldness, for we have no one lead us speak it in boldness. You know, the Holy Spirit speaks in boldness, that reaches a time as proof over that it prays in us, and the groanings which are spoken of. What is peace of it proves that is sure of the power to fulfill it. If you move on to Romans 8:26 and 27, you see these words how they are. Romans chapter
8 verse 26.
Yes. And thus, the Spirit bears our weakness. Because the Spirit is not of fear,
the
fear of demons and situations. You, yes. He has to take out that weakness. He can't allow you
to have
any fear of Satan in you.
He
chased away that weakness from you. Something you move to understand. But when it reaches prayer of warfare, you must pray with all assurance. When you reach prayer of warfare, you're not praying to be given a car, but you're praying the one hindering your car to reach you, targeting the one. It means there's the one we're confronting. If you ask for a car, house, and things like
this,
you're asking the one to give you. If you enter prayer of warfare, you're fighting the one who hinders you to get. It means in prayer of warfare, you don't even need to have a single fear. The one who can do it, that fear ceases to be in us,
it's
the Holy Spirit alone. It means
we
should not accept to lead ourselves. If you see you've begun to fear in you,
we're
going in prayer of warfare, there is a demon there, and you feel you're afraid, you know you have led yourself then. If in the midst of prayer, and
you
feel in you, this demon will not go. Not the one who's been leading you, you have given up on him. Now you're leading yourself. Something you've moved to understand. You begin to pray for a sickness, then you feel in yourself, I'm not sure it will be healed. Yeah, you're not sure. Not because God refused to work, but
because
you have led yourself. Because God, if he says that sickness is supposed to be healed, he has to give you a reason. Then that reason will be worked upon, and then he will heal. Feeling yourself in the midst there, this we chasing now.
It's
even chasing when you feel in yourself. Even tomorrow they will come back. Then you know in that prayer you are leading yourself. I'm not sure you're even still in the office together with the Holy Spirit. You've understood it.
Let's
read the verse
27.
Romans chapter
8,
verse
27.
Yes. Now, this Holy Spirit, when we've entered the office to work with Him,
He would
pray here, for we understood that is, it dwells with it, us, and is in
something
us. Something it does when it's in us.
Raising
in us, it searches our hearts.
Mitimeyo,
in the hearts,
there
are scriptures there.
Desktop,
those in your mind on the desktop. Those in the inner man. Now when it searches there,
get
those in the scriptures to pray to God as His will is. I show you what. Being inside us,
and
yet is also outside. It means when he sees the curse in you, in the scriptures, you raise a hand. He too outside the race is. For it's the one in you who has told you to do that. Outside, he has to do it.
Himself.
It's something you've understood.
kitegeeza bwe ngolola omukono eri ebigenge
nga
mmaze okwotinga bassekabaka ebyawona ebya
Naaman
uke yaleese ekyawandiikibwa ebigenge byoli ne babeera baagamba nti alibigololerako omukono yalibirwala
nze sirwala kuba nina ngambye nga wamaanyi nnyo ntigolola omukono ogwo olinakyotegedde
malayo olunyiri olwo abaluumi essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olwabirimu omusanvu naye akebera emitima amanyi okulowooza kw'omwoyo bwe kuli kubanga awolereza abatukuvu nga Katonda bw'ayagala
olaba kati enkolagana ey'amaanyi
ebeerawo
kubanga omwoyo omutukuvu ono ali mu
ggwe
ali ne wabweru
akonekitinga
ne Katonda
kati
okubeera kwe mu ggwe n'akulemberamu
yagirayo
ddala ekizakitire kitaffe ki
kyayagala
omanyi tugenda tusoma mu Matayo essuula ya 18
In Matthew
18,
verse 19, and we hear words like this. Let's read there. We hear Matthew chapter
18,
verse
19.
Yes. And then I say unto you, if two of you agree on something on this world, my Father in heaven would work upon that they have agreed on.
Let
tell you, don't get you another second colleague when it's not the Holy Spirit first.
Kubanga. Yes,
you can get Pastor Newman. I want to get him when I already have the second one. I get him
in
the and he too has the second. Then we get to be four. If we agree, this my colleague, the Holy Spirit, in the office together is leading me. He what will get out exactly. That I want, and it's what the will of the Father is. Means the Father will do it. The two will agree on the earth. But they agree on what? You know, people say yes if they agree on eatings and drinkings. No. When they agree upon scriptures. Not as you, the way you feel. You know you are going to act stubborn there. And you feel to agree with one of your brethren. We have agreed, Pastor.
Tugenda kusiga okuulawo entebe rodi.
Are going to uproot the throne of the other.
Entebe rodi avaawo.
Entebe rodi, we take it away. Tukikaliza
kitaffe ate kwa kikola.
Agreed the father is to do.
Olaba we mulumba.
You see how you attack?
Naye mu byawandiikibwa kigambye nti mugenda kuluggyawo.
Scriptures have they said you're going to take it away?
Njokukanya okutuufu.
That the rightful agreement.
Kuli mu byawandiikibwa.
It's in the scriptures.
Era ne bamalayika we bajja gye tuli bagamba.
Angels, when they come to us, they say, workers with those who hold in the words of the book. Something you see clear. They will not work with you.
They
will not agree on an issue. It's not in the scriptures. Think even God will do it. Even there you've worked with the Holy Spirit. No. Let me tell you the secret.
If I
see the new covenant begun, we stopped serving the letter. We served the Spirit. The one in the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
before I reach you there, I want to explain you how they agree. You know, many times.
Yes,
begin prayer of warfare.
It
all feel we've laid all on it. Everyone has the one who strike with themselves.
But
first, agree upon we led by the Holy Spirit. If He leads us, He leads us passing through scriptures. You know why many prayers of warfare, yet they did bring deliverances? Most of these have never agreed.
The
faithfuls of repentance,
though
the prayer to be given, most never agreed. Agreeing has to be in the scriptures. Yes, each one of us has to what to pray for. But are you going to pass through agreement of scriptures? As I'm still quoting scriptures, and you are speaking your own words. Now, when we reach, they are ascending. Aren't you going to become kind? And your words will not ascend.
And
mine will ascend, they will answer me. And you get jealousy of me. Because Revelations 22, verses 7 and 8, speaks as it says like this. Revelations
22, verses 7. Nevunda mokusinza mu maso g'ebigere bya malayika andaga bino. Olinyo olw'omwenda, nangamba ati laba tokola bw'otyo. Ndi muddu munno era w'omubaganda bo bannabbi. N'abo abakwata ebigambo eby'ekitabo kino. Sinza Katonda.
Yes.
Owulidde malayika kye yagamba.
You heard what the angel said.
Okusinziira ku bikulu 22.
According to Revelation 22.
7:8-9.
Verses 7-9.
Bagamba nti aweereddwa omukisa.
They say, blessed is he.
Omuntu akwata ebigambo by'omu kitabo kino.
He keeps the words of this book.
Omukisa bagukuweerawo gwe kasita otandikira okutambulira mu byawandiikibwa.
Blessing is given straight when you begin moving scriptures.
Teweetaaga nnyo gukusabira nnyo naye bw'olutambulira mu byawandiikibwa nga gutandika okukola.
Be prayed most of you, but when you move in scriptures it works instantly.
Kitegeeza ngenda n'okutanula okusaba.
Means as I begin to pray.
Ndi mu byawandiikibwa.
Yes, I'm in the scriptures.
Ngemikisa gyatandise dda.
Blessings already began my way.
Kakati,
now,
olunyo olw'omunaana lulaga.
Verse 8 shows.
Yokana bw'amala okulaba n'okuwulira ebyo.
After John saw and heard that,
avunama wansi w'ebigere bya malayika okumusinza.
He fell down on the feet of the angels to worship him.
Yamulaga ebyo.
He showed him those.
Olunyo olw'omwenda.
The verse 9.
Malayika n'amugamba.
The angel told him,
laba nno tokola ekyo.
See, do not do that.
Kubanga nze ndi muweereza munno.
I am your fellow servant.
Waboruganda bannabbi.
The brethren, the prophets.
N'abakwata ebigabo by'omu kitabo kino.
Keep the words of this book.
Sinza Katonda.
You worship God.
Dilo tukolagando, dilo tuba n'enkolagana.
When do we have a relation?
Omanyo kakati omwe mtu kutosobola kola naye.
Now you cannot work with the Holy Spirit.
Tosobola kola na moyo mtu kufu.
You cannot work with the Holy Spirit.
Okujja ko nga mulembi yawandikibwa.
Except when you are in the scriptures.
Ojirenge. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Something you've seen there. Okay, the Holy Spirit. We saw the way we enter the office to work with Him. Gives us unlimited power. But where we've reached, if we are co-workers with Him in the same office, we should not lead ourselves. He is the one meant to lead us. But how are you going to realize that? That indeed He is still leading you. According to what we've heard in Matthew 18:19. If two of you will agree on the earth upon any issue, and ask before God will do it.
We
wanted to realize these people who agree mostly when we begin with the Holy Spirit. When do we prove that indeed we've agreed and is the one leading us? That has sent us in Revelation 22, verses 7 unto 9. The angel assured to work together with us. Must be keeping the words of the book, the Bible. Now we too, though so we begin praying here, whether of repentance, whether of to be given,
whether
this one of warfare we are studying, that we started last time,
the
whole world in this final work of the planet Earth. What we first agree upon,
we
be led by the Holy Spirit. Yet how does he lead us?
Quoting
scriptures and to work within them, and they are exact. We must be agreeing together. If you to begin to hear and see the Holy Spirit, do not wait a voice which comes from the space. In the world there are many voices. Yes, there are many voices. The Corinthians tells us. 1 Corinthians 4. There are many voices. Let's read of them as you see. If you don't know of the Holy Spirit, basing in the scriptures, how will you understand these? First Corinthians chapter 14 verses 10.
Mbozi waliwo munsi egeriza maloboozi bweziti. So si wali ngeri etalina makulu.
Yes. In the world there are many kinds of voices. What can you do about
that? Let me read it in English.
Can't you some
muluzungu? First Corinthians 14 verse 10.
Aba Corinthians chisoke sura ya 14 verse 10.
There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world. And none of them is without meaning. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaks a foreigner.
And
he that speaks shall be unto me a foreigner. Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
you say you hear a voice, the Spirit has led you. How do you understand if it's not via the scriptures? Something he speaks must be within the scriptures. Yet it may be. Not many are led by the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Which
year it may appear again. Okay, you out there, you hear many voices. That let's put it out
and
where you are. Let's enter a moment of praying. How many voices are right there when you're praying? What's in prayer of warfare? And how can you
separate
that this is what the Holy Spirit has brought to it? That's why many times when someone comes tells me, I heard the Spirit tell me, I don't refuse them to speak. But after they speak, I ask, which scriptures did he give you? He can't tell me, I don't know. Because I am still young in the Spirit. And I tell that person, the younger hear few things. I don't know what made you hear many things.
You know
we have young children home. Those young children don't hear all things we speak. They would have gotten so corrupted and spoiled. In all things you are into, they do not see them. You have to understand that.
When they begin to speak,
they would have spoken some of the parts of their parents. Now that I've left it there. If you are young, the spirit but you first be careful. You must hold intelligence. You don't just take whatever you've heard. You copy it on the young children, the babies. You speak your words. They take very few words. Even to take time to hearken unto you. At least they close their eyes, begin to smile to the spiritual worlds. But in all, the main thing is this: become co-workers with God, the office of the Holy Spirit. Give us of unlimited power of God.
To
enter prayer of warfare
to
fight the evil Satan. We should not allow to lead ourselves.
The
Spirit himself in the same office has to lead us. But we have to research. Indeed, how has he led us? None of us begins to walk on a day and see him before you.
And
led you and you are moving away. This leading, imagine it has to lead you as you move in the world, leads you as you do your work, leads you as you gather, leads you as you enter prayer. You see? How can he dare lead you?
Although
you go to sleep, he's the one who leads you. You know he led the Lord Jesus, took him in the desert. How did he understand that now it's the Spirit who has led me?
But
did see Jesus following the Spirit is leading him. How is that? For even the many voices,
I
had a voice calling him, come, let's go, let's go. But those who will know of their meaning,
because
they must hold the meaning. But the meaning of voice of Holy Spirit has not never gone beyond scriptures. That's why Jesus understand is the Spirit who led him. He was filled of scriptures. There's something you've moved to understand. He understood it, that now we are with the Holy Spirit.
I feel
scriptures flow, explain me it and understand. Don't Satan twist them a little. I see you have twisted them. You first read there, we see.
Mathayo sura yokuna n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Matthew chapter 4 verses 1.
Awo Yesu natwalibwa omwoyo mu ddungu okemebwa Setani.
Yatwalibwa omwoyo.
He was taken by the Spirit.
Ng'amukulembeddemu.
And he led him.
Anti byakulemera omwoyo wa Katonda.
He was led by the Spirit of God.
Bana ba Katonda.
We are the sons of God.
Ate ye mwana mu bana.
And is the son, the chief son.
Nena yakulemera mwana.
He too is led by the Holy Spirit.
Ng'amukulemeramu n'amutwala mu ddungu.
Took him in the desert.
Okemebwa Setani.
Be tempted by Satan. You lead yourself, you take yourself there.
Yesu.
Question is Jesus.
Yes,
okay, those who wrote say that
too,
swayed by the Spirit, he told them it's me who led him.
Yes.
Are there people who saw Jesus walking, moving, and Holy Spirit is before him, leading him?
Some
words in the Bible.
Those
testament have spent 20 years.
But
some of these have never been understood. Yet they are the majority.
Now,
those of the Old Testament have spent many years. Yet we just read them.
Those led
by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. They ask, how does he lead them? For we've seen in Matthew chapter 4.
So
you read Luke 4, it's the same.
And the Spirit
takes Jesus in the desert. He led and took him.
If it's
a video, how can you dare play an act?
Video.
I want to act a
video.
Luke 4 chapter 1. And Matthew 4, chapter 1. And the Spirit led him. How can you act such a film? Must have
tried to act just that
one verse. I wonder,
how have you acted the same verse in your life?
Kakati verse say you oji act is otemu bulamu wo. Forgive us to love. But Bible says, the one who answers with knowledge kisses their lip. That's why we laugh. For now it's like this.
Verses
we want to act them.
Or
if faith without works is dead.
But
action you're going to attach on it to what acts. I want to move like Jesus. The Spirit takes me the desert, leading me.
Wow. It is a very difficult video to be acting. Hey,
no, eba video zibu nyo oku acting.
Now, have you ever acted that verse?
Kakati o esule yo wali ujika aktizeko no jiteka mongola.
Okay. Romans 8:14.
Those led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
Have you ever seen him reading you?
Wali omulabye konga kulembera.
Then how?
Eratia.
How can you act that verse?
E yesula. Olunyiri yolo izo teru teka munkola.
Musumba Benjamin.
Pastor Benjamin.
Olunyiri yolo izo teru teka munkola.
That verse, how can you put and act it.
Kubana andigambi.
Proud of saying.
Ngaba kodi sechiwa kuminanya kumibwengambi.
First Corinthians 14:10 has said.
Duwali ya marobozi manji
munsi. That there are many kinds of voices in the world.
Nigate kukuba na makuru.
But they must have meaning.
Kakati amarobozi aga manji.
But those many voices.
Nzengamba ndandu moyo ya ngambi.
How can I say that it's the Spirit who has told me? How can I?
Why
world, the many religions and beliefs which are not clear. People hear voices. But to understand things of God. Okay, that is the Holy Spirit.
There
are those who say, I've met the Holy Spirit, he told me. The good thing you met him and is not even in you. Imagine. The Spirit led us
to
that prayer of warfare. He was standing on which side? But our Lord is good.
He
told us if you want to see the Spirit is begun, and if you want to hear him, they are on the entire scriptures.
Or
when he speaks John 6:63, he speaks and he says like this. John 6:63.
ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo bwe bulamu.
Yes. All the words of the Father
is
what the Lord Jesus
is
the Spirit, and if you want to understand him,
that
now he is leading you. At least there is a scripture. God wasted time write all this book. Okay, you heard him. The voices, the many you've heard.
Yes. But
these people, we doubt how many did God call. We are so doubting of that. We doubt it. Serious. He called them. He met me in the bush. He met me in the room. How did you understand it's God? There's one who told us a story that God met him in a room, and in the room he had no tooth with himself.
He
began to get him and throw him on the walls, put him on the floor,
and
after he restored his tooth within himself, he sent him after. What a God.
Story never ends.
And the story was very hard. And is the God of
confusion.
As I enter
scripture,
God is not of confusion. I wondered the confusion that was involved that day. Another case, stories of a madman. He ate with the madman. And God anointed him after. Wow. I wondered again. Another to get anointing. He kissed the toys of another. Wondered those ways. All of those hear voices. Now you see. Jesus is led by the Spirit. They have gone to the desert. How did he hear that it is the Holy Spirit? That's why John 6:3
has
said, the words I say to you, they are spirit, they are life.
That
if you want to know the Spirit that now right here is present and he is doing his works, they have never differed with the scriptures. Now there are churches, we see people who fall down. The other spirit is very questionable. He's so disordered. He feels in the people, as they say, and they fall down, they expose themselves, and they're being filled of the Spirit. I wonder of that spirit.
You
say we do not reject the spirit or any prophecy, but we test them. Led by the Spirit, you have to test them, for many spirits want to lead people. Let me give you an example.
Even
those who smoke cocaine, they have an evil spirit, lead them into that. And when the time for smoking comes, they say they are possessed with that spirit. It's possessed them. Even drunkards have spirits
leading them.
Even adulterous murderers.
All who commit
evils have spirits leading them.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Testing the spirit is a very major thing. It's what he tells us in Thessalonians. And he says like this. First Thessalonians 5:19.
Abiri mubiri mwewalenga buli ngeri ya bubi.
Yes,
tuzikiza moyo,
we do not quench the spirits.
The
spirit has come out it speaking. Prophecy is seeming to be released. But we do not just believe all. We only believe the good ones, those found in the
world.
For we, at the end of all things, we know that all things will pass away. But the word of God will never pass away. If we want to have proof which will never pass away, yes.
So Isaiah is
now these prayers of warfare. They are led by the Holy Spirit. When we enter to be co-workers with God,
Satan,
to fight Satan,
based
in the office of the Holy Spirit, gives us of the unlimited power of God. We do not lead ourselves. He remains leading us.
But yes,
now our Lord Jesus, the desert, the Spirit has taken him there. Now I want to see Satan too has come.
Omoyo is nowhere to be seen.
The Holy Spirit is
in
not
physical life.
Visibly seen physically. Satan
is nowhere to be seen physically.
He too is not being seen physically. These ones, where are they? You see how you remain hanging there alone? The Holy Spirit has scriptures, those in order. Those is going to tell Jesus. Satan too has those is twisted. See how you fall in a chaos like that. Scriptures, you don't handle them as you want. You must see that they are in their season. And they are not twisted. To say they have not changed their meaning. They have not subtracted or added in theirs. Let's go back to the Matthew chapter
4.
Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1.
Emisana nechiro, enjera neryo ke muluma. Olinyolo kusatu, omukemi najja na mugamba anti, oba oli mwana wa Katonda. Gamba mayinja gano gafuke mmere.
Yes.
Omukemi yajja na mugamba.
The tempter came told him,
oba oli mwana wa Katonda.
If you are a son of God, you think he gets it from space? Got it in Matthew chapter 1.
Jalibera mwana wo yali
wa God. You will be the son of the Most High.
Yes.
You sure you are the son of God? You turn the stones into bread. But the truth, Jesus was the son of God and is the son of God. Did he do something because he proved Satan I'm a son of God? You know, Satan can find you on the way and he tells you, if you are a son of God, you go pray for the dead bodies in mortuary of Murago Hospital to raise them to life.
You
have to listen who you are speaking with. Satan, you don't need to answer him yes. As he wants. But truthful as God wants.
Satan,
in asking the Lord Jesus, he asked him basing in the scriptures. If you are a son of God, or even Psalms 2, verse 7, I will proclaim the command God told me, I'm his son. If you are his son, he answered him what? Matthew
4,
verse
4.
Yes.
They are not twisted, changing their meaning.
It's to say that it's not subtracted, neither added
into
them. You see what needs to be learned by the Spirit of God? There are even spirits which appear as angels of light. And they give scriptures twisted in meaning. Subtracted, added in them. You see where the problem is? Now that's where we say it. That our proof, as we co-workers with God,
in
fighting Satan and his demons through office of the Holy Spirit, we do not lead ourselves. The Spirit is the one who leads us. How do we realize he's the one leading us now? They say there are many kinds of voices there. You don't see the Spirit moving physically, leading you. You
let
me hear a voice.
In the
world, there are many kinds of voices. Now, what are you to do? Add your voice. In John 6:63. The words he said to us, their spirit, in their life. If you are in them, you hold perfect life. You prove that's the Holy Spirit. As we shall move on to tell you.
So
when Jesus began the new covenant,
Jonas
John 15:7. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask all you need to be given. That is sure deal, it's the Holy Spirit. As the will of the Father is. You see, whatever you'll ask, it will be given you.
Because
God passes scriptures within you. Also, Paul, by the Spirit of God, was revealed.
We
the letter as the old covenant was. Isaiah, Matthew, are saying, but
knew
whatever is written, it's the Spirit. Who can be past the Father speaking? Or his word, the Lord Jesus? Or the Holy Spirit himself? After we quote those,
even our lives
are there, we know the Holy Spirit is with us. If you are jealous against
us,
let me see what you have out there where you
base.
You see how the Spirit is not in you out there.
Let me
see the way you connect. You see how he's not at your side. God bless you. We shall join up from there.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. We want to reach at the end. As we see that point, after becoming co-workers together with God, through the office of the Holy Spirit, He gives us of the unlimited power of God to fight the evil Satan and his demons. We are not accepted to lead ourselves, but He, the Holy Spirit, to lead us. And we've moved on to get the proof and get a great example of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was led by the Spirit of God in Luke chapter 4 and in Matthew chapter 4, when he was led by the Spirit of God and he took him in the desert to be tempted by Satan. But we totally discovered it, that when he reached the desert to check and to be able to know that he was led by the Holy Spirit, and even to differentiate the voice of the Holy Spirit right in the desert from that of Satan,
it
is required of him to know well the Holy Scriptures. For with
That's
true, that the way you can quickly get realized and understand, it's to pass through the Holy Spirit. You pass through in John 6:63. When he told us, the words I said to you, they are spirits and they are
alive.
Now, what to based on to see we've seen it in Matthew 4. And he tells us like this. Let's put the second verse we see. Matthew chapter 4, verses
2. Enjala n'eryoka emuluma. Olunya olwokusatu, omukemi n'ajja n'amugamba nti, oba oli mwana wa Katonda, gamba amayinja gano gafuuke emmere. Olunya olwokuna, naye n'addamu n'amugamba nti, kyawandiikibwa nti omukitaba nga mulamu na mmere yokka. Wabula na buli kigambo ekiva mu kamaka ka Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Aleeta obukakafu.
He brings the proof.
Engeri gy'akulemera omwoyo wa Katonda.
The way he was led by the Spirit of God.
Okutwalibwa mu ddungu.
To be taken in the desert.
Okulemibwa Satani.
Be tempted by Satan.
Kubanga ng'ennaku 40 zaakajja ziggweko.
After 40 days had passed.
Enjala yamuluma.
He felt hungry.
Naye owulidde Matayo essula ey'okunoonya olw'okusatu.
And you've heard Matthew 4 the verse 3.
Kyawa omukemi n'alyoka ajja.
And the tempter came to him.
Naamugamba oboli mwana wa Katonda.
Said, if you're son of God.
Kubanga omukemi Satan.
For the tempter Satan.
Yaliakimanyi nti ddala Yesu mwana wa Katonda.
He knew it indeed Jesus is the son of God.
Kubiraddamu Zaburi ey'okubiri.
Right from Psalms chapter 2 in the verse 7.
Mukama waffe bwayogera okuyita mukama ka Dawudi.
Where our Lord spoke through the mouth of David.
Agamba nti ekiragiro ndikibuulira.
He said, I'll proclaim the command.
Mukama yangamba oli mwana wange era onkuzadde.
The Lord told me you're my son to have begotten you.
Ndaba otunulira Matayo essula esooka.
And if you look Matthew chapter 1.
Kuzaliwa kwa mukama waffe Yesu.
The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yani kwa byategeeza nti mwana wo yali waggulu ennyo.
Scriptures indicated is the son of the most high.
Kali ye Satani yaleetera ddala nga alinga asinzidde mu byawandiikibwa.
Now he Satan spoke as if he based the scriptures.
Kyova oli mwana wa Katonda.
That if you are the son of God.
Ngena maso lagira amayinja gano gafuuke emmere.
You commanded these stones turn into bread.
Naye mukama waffe Yesu n'amwanukula.
But our Lord Jesus explained.
Ngategeeza.
He answered him telling him, it is written that, now he quotes Deuteronomy chapter
8,
starting from verse 3, to reaching the verse 5,
and
it is written that, man shall not live by food alone, but by every word proceeding out of the mouth of God, that what to understand the Holy Spirit, that he has led you. Many times don't see his footsteps as we step in there where he's passed. Or to hear his voice. Because we heard in the world there are many voices which speak. There is a way of understanding the Holy Spirit has led you.
Rich
prayer of warfare as we hear. When he enters the Holy Scriptures. But those scriptures, they must be in the rightful seasons. And they have not added in them. And they have not subtracted in them. Whether still, they have not changed their meanings. Praise Jesus
much.
If you move on ahead, in Matthew chapter 4,
it
moves on to say like this.
Matayo esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Matthew chapter 4 verses 5.
Awo Setani namutwala mu kibuga ekitukuvu. Namuteeka ku kitikkiro kya yeekaalu. Olunyiriri olw'omukaaga. Namugamba nti oba oli mwana wa Katonda. Wuuka ogwe wansi. Kubanga kyawandiikibwa nti alikulagiriza bamalayika be. Mu mikono gyabwe balikuwanirira. Oleme okwesitala ekigere ky'okujjinja. Olinyo olwo musanvu. Yesu n'amugamba nti kyawandiikibwa nate nti tokemanga Mukama Katonda wo.
Yes.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Nti w'oyawulira nti kaakati atono Satani yeefudde malayika w'omusana.
That where you differentiate that this time Satan has come to be as an angel of light, or he must carry as a preacher of righteousness when he has quoted the scriptures. For if you hear in Matthew chapter 4, verses 6, Satan told the Lord Jesus that it is written when he based in a specific psalm that will send you his angels and they hold you lest you stand on your feet. But that scripture, Satan brought it to fight another scripture that our Lord Jesus quotes in the book of Numbers, Exodus 20. And test not the Lord your God. Praise Jesus
much.
Now you see that the spirit of truth,
he
cannot bring a scripture when it has another it fights with. Praise Jesus much. They must be aligned. And they are command by command. Because remember, in releasing them, the Holy Spirit gathering them, he made a measuring line each where it ends. He allotted them this cause with this, and he put a measuring line this ends here, according to those in Isaiah chapter 34, the verse 16 and 17. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. The Holy Spirit
is
the one who gathered the book of God, the Bible. And verse 17, he says, he made the Lord meet for them, even attached the measuring line, that this is meant to go with this one, and this one it's meaning it ends here. That upon which you see they say that an evil spirit must cooperate as the spirit of God. Because scriptures don't connect with it, the others very well. You get to see
they have
moved beyond boundary in their meaning, and they have been twisted.
You
finish verse 17, you hear. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 17. Yes. And he made the Lord meet for them. That if you look,
in
Luke 4 and Matthew 4, the way scriptures were brought by Satan,
and when you
get the Lord meant of scriptures, they don't go like that.
And if
go in the measuring line concerning their meaning, and they don't fit there,
so
now do not be surprised. For there are those who say, me, when I heard a voice, it even gave me a scripture.
But
still we want to know, because whether they fall in the allotments of scriptures, for you find a voice speak something else, the scripture given speaks something else. Yes. You find the voice speaks something else. Scripture given him, he speaks another meaning. Or even the seasons are different. For example, let's give an example. The example, God appeared to me in the bush like a prophet Moses.
It
gave me a scripture of Exodus.
He
told me we sacrifice sheep and goat every month of July.
If I connect with Hebrews, Hebrews 10, verses 6 to 10, there will be sacrifice and offerings he never loved them. One sacrifice of his son to cleanse those who believe.
Now,
I first wonder, the spirit who has not understood well what he speaks.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now that we've brought to be an example,
and
when we became co-workers together with God, through the office of the Holy Spirit, and in prayers of warfare, we did not lead ourselves. We
did.
Holy Spirit lead us as always. Those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But we've been still moving on to bring and to answer the other question. How can you get to realize now the Holy Spirit has led you?
It's
to know your flow with him together in the scriptures. And our Lord Jesus brought that tempting.
He
himself began the issue of new covenant
to
prove we are together with the Holy Spirit. He spoke in John chapter
15,
verses
7,
and he moved on to emphasize, and he says like this, John chapter 15, verses 7.
Bwe mubeera munze, n'ebigambo byange bwe bibeera mummwe, musabenga kye mwagala kyonna, munaakikolerwanga.
Yes.
Kakati,
now,
if you look to John
15, verse 7,
Yesu yatukaka sandi bwe tubeera mu ye.
Jesus proves if we abide in him,
n'ebigambo byenga biri mu
ffe, and his words abide in us,
ebyawandiikibwa ebyamazima,
those are the scriptures of truth,
tusobola okusaba kyonna kye twetaaga ne kituweebwa.
We can ask all that we need and it's given us.
Kitegeeza,
it means,
era tukyali mu Baruumi sura ya 8,
till we are in the Romans 8, verse 26 and 27,
kyomu era tubeera obunafu bwaffe.
That's why he bears our weakness.
Kubanga asabirawo abatukuvu.
He prays for the holy ones as the will of God is. And he prays in these very scriptures that he asks for the will of God.
So,
now, if you are in the scriptures, it is so easy to understand you've been led by the Holy Spirit. Mostly when you've been told,
Isaiah 34,
verse 16 to
17,
that the Spirit gathered scriptures making up the Bible. He made laws for them that this goes with this one. And he put for them a measuring line in the meaning. These do not go beyond here in meaning. You see that. Upon which you understand, there is an evil spirit speaking with you.
It
speaks words when they are empty words. If you want to understand an evil spirit which
masquerades
as a spirit, that they put even scriptures for you, yet they don't fit in the allotments, even in the measuring line measuring the meaning. That's why you understand that now, though I've been given scriptures, but the one who has given them to me is not the spirit of truth. For we've heard in Luke,
Satan
quotes some scriptures in the time not right, even in meanings not right.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Then the Corinthians,
2
Corinthians chapter 11, starting from verse 14, and it tells us like this.
Second
Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14.
So si kya magero, kubanga ne Satani yefananya nga malaika w'omusana.
Yes.
Si kya magero, tolina kyewuunya.
Not a miracle. Do not marvel about that.
Mukubanga waliwo eyakwotinze ekyawandiikibwa.
Because this one who quoted the scripture,
nasinganya dobozi sema nilikwoti ngechaandikibwa.
I made a voice, it quoted a scripture to me.
Exactly, atekwa kuba moyo mutukufu.
That is has to be the Holy Spirit.
No,
it's never that. Don't marvel about
it.
For he masquerades to that.
Ninga tanywerira mubyo.
Yet never abides in them.
Nakati gwe yaulire chandi kwa chimuno no duka embiro
okukola. Now you who had one scripture you ran quick to begin work.
Munange uchali mutawana.
Friend, you're still in the trouble.
So kokaka so bamwe mtu kubyali yawo baneda.
Prove whether it was the Holy Spirit with you or not.
So engeri yemwe yokuzula ejo.
It's the one way to discover that.
Manya understand naye manyo kwefura. Malaika wo musa.
Know that Satan too knows to masquerade as an angel of light.
Chukana naba weereza abi.
Even his servants.
Bamanyina okwefula abulizibo obutuukirivu.
Even masquerade as preachers of righteousness.
Songa obutuukirivu bamukukiriza.
Yet righteousness comes from believing.
Nokukiriza kuba mukwa nokuli ekigambo kya Katonda.
Faith comes from hearing the word of God.
Chitegeza bayinza nokwoting ebyandi kwanga biti chifula nenge.
They can quote scriptures which they have overturned.
Kale bisera bingi.
Now many times.
Walule tukwoting ebyawandikibwa mukusaba.
Quote scriptures in praying.
Ninga mnango bikwotinze mchifula ninge.
Yet you've quoted them wrong.
Kubango kwotinze ko katundu notola.
Quoted the half you subtracted from it.
Nyongera mwebi.
You've added in yours.
Era manyanga byoyongeramu.
You know that whatever you add in.
Biba mwebi bya Satan.
It comes from both of Satan.
Shibwe guri.
Is it not that?
Kubanga ayogera mu Yohana 8.
Who speaks in John 8.
Nategeza ndi ayogere byobulimba ayogere iva mbi.
See when he speaks lies he speaks his native language. Yes.
Bibambibye.
They come from his.
Kuba kuluberetta nywerera mazima.
From the beginning never bowed in the truth.
Eranga waliwo omunyo ogukulima anti gukule akulembedde muye moyo mutukufu.
And is the spirit deceiving you one leading the Holy Spirit.
Bwagamba lero gwe wandi.
When he tells you today you write.
Necha bwotyo yakulanga tanywerera mtu.
Moral right you see it never stands within it.
So ko somoro nyiri orogwe.
You read us that verse.
Yokane sure yo munana norunyiriri olwana munya.
John chapter 8 verse 44.
Mwe muli ba kitamwe setani era mwagalokola okwegomba kwa kitamwe oyo kuva kulubereberye ye musi sote yanywerera mazima kubanga amazima tegali moye bwayogera obulimba ayogera ekiva mu bibye
hulide
you hear
tasobola kunywerera mazima
cannot abide in truth
ndine wajanga alinganga kugama omoyo mbiwe gujangwe fudo omoyo mutukufu
when an evil spirit comes appears as the Holy Spirit.
Nebwe kuba kutandisa na ngakulinga okuogera amazima.
No, it seemeth to speak truth.
Tekusobola ganywere namu.
Can never abide in it.
Iroge ndo kula mulimu ebyagu.
And then you see is still there its own in those things it speaks.
Eva mubya Satan.
Which cometh from that of Satan.
Banga bwayogere byobulimba ayogere iva mbibi.
When he speaks lies he speaks on a language.
Bobo yakalotegera.
If you want to understand.
Nimi zotero kuogere ngogamanti moyo yazikuwadde.
Even the tongues you speak you say the spirit has given them to you.
Bobo tosobola kutegera ate byoyogera.
If you can't understand what you speak.
Noku binywerera.
Even to abide in them.
Uyinza binywerera moti.
How can you dare abide in them?
Kali kitegeza bicheyo byemwogera.
It means what is that you're speaking?
Kubangwe obowe bwenimi omoya inokuwo kubugoro.
If you're given a tongue the spirit has to give you interpretation.
Amazima ge musabiddemu
understand the truth
uganywereremu
pray through that you abide in it
usumba kisubuka kitiyo kunywerera mu kintu kyotategedde
impossible to abide in something you didn't understand it's impossible
utengedde
have you understood
so mungere farangana ko bwito
now in the way like that
tusobola kuongera okuleta obukakafu
we can move on bring proof
ngeri tije tukulembirwa mu moyo omutukufu
which way we are led by the Holy Spirit
wanga kino sikigamba bugambe ekyo kuogera
but this is not a mere word to be spoken of
ekigambere ekyo kukiriza n'okukola
but a word to be believed and to do it
okulembirwa nga mu moyo wa Katonda
be led by the Spirit of God
akangana enera musali ezolutalo
until even here into prayers of warfare
niyo kutegeera obutegeeze nti kati yakulembeddemu
but just understand now is the one who is leading you
choli no kumanya
what you have to know
timundagane nkadde
that in the old covenant
tebakwotinganga byawandikwa
they never quoted scriptures much
awamu kubo bakwotinga
some of them quoted
ngabola mu Daniel sulere yomwenda
as you see in Daniel chapter 9
bagamandi bitabo byamubikuli
and he said the books were revealed to him
bakwotinga ngana yenga sinyo
they quoted but not much
robu ferebwa stani bwali bweyongera nnyonyo
the conmanship of Satan was much then
na yenda gane mpyo lwatandika
but when the new covenant began
bagamba katutuchi ali baweleza banyoko
and they say we no more servants of the letter
nchituna asoma asome tusulao tulikao
so just read it, cast it off, we leave it there. But we read the Spirit, and that is the scriptures. And from then, quoting became the main thing. That's why all prayers in the Acts, they began as they were quoting. Lord, as you spoke through the mouth of your servant David, and you said like this, they began to straight quote. All you
ought to
think,
you
said you enter to serve with the new covenant, been directly led by the Holy Spirit, not in the other way when we are led by angels. But right now, since the Spirit has led us, friend, we're no more serving the letter. Every scripture we read, we leave the letter, look to the Spirit behind it as letters, and it speaks with us. Let's read in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3. As we summarize, how we see we co-workers with God,
basing
in the office of the Holy Spirit,
who
gives us of the unlimited power of God,
reaching
fighting the evil Satan and his demons, even to overcome them,
must
be led by the Spirit of God. Yet we do not lead ourselves. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3. He tells us like this,
that
we no more serve the letter, but we serve the Spirit.
Second
Corinthians chapter 3.
Second
Corinthians chapter 3, verses 3.
Nga mulabisibwa okuba ebbaluwa ya Kristo, ffe gye twamuwererezaamu. Etawandiikibwa na bwino, wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda omulamu, si ku bipande eby'amayinja, wabula ku bipande gy'emitima egy'omubiri.
Yes,
buli we tuba tuweereza,
anytime we minister,
gwe wenna ayagala okukuŋŋaana mu kuŋŋaana okw'abatukuvu,
all you want to gather in the gathering of the holy ones,
okuŋŋaana kwa Katonda,
the gathering of God,
n'abatukuvu be,
in his holy ones,
akasa kimu nti omuntu abeera ku
you prove one thing, a person ministering your way.
He
ministers when he's together with the Holy Spirit. That in this ministration, the Holy Spirit will take a role
of
writing the scriptures in you.
You've
understood it well. That if you write them in your life, in the moment of praying,
be
reminded to do that scripture, himself he helps you quickly to remind you, and it helps you to no more serve the letter but the Spirit, as he moves on to speak and say in verse
6.
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
Era yatuyinzisa ng'abaweereza b'endagaano empya, si baweereza bannukuta, wabula ab'omwoyo.
Yes.
Kubanga ennukuta etta, naye omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
Yes.
Yatuyinzisa okubeera abaweereza b'endagaano empya.
Enabled us be ministers of the new covenant.
Si ab'ennukuta.
Not those of the letter. Because the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. That is John chapter
6 verse 63.
These words they tell us, they're not these mere letters you see written down.
The
Spirit himself where he begins to manifest in the world. When we began to minister, the scriptures quickly came in us, because they
cease
to be letters we see written here.
And
knew them is the Spirit of truth manifested in the scriptures speaking with us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
kati ekyo kituwa obuvumu okujjukizibwa amangu kubanga yagamba nti ne baba batubuuzizza okusinziira ku Matayo
10
ne banaatubuuzayo omwoyo ajja kupiikinga mangu ku ebyo byeyateeka mu ggwe
ate
obanga akujjukiza nga bakubuuzizza ate mu
ssaala does it not get exceeding? You first read the Matthew as we finish. Matthew chapter 10 verses 19.
Yayogera mumwe.
Ohulide bwatandika.
You hear how it begins?
Dubali banga batuteyo mukungu.
Love taken you in the rollers.
Baba buze byeguru.
Ask you concerning heaven.
Yera nyanja ya muliro.
Hell the lake of fire.
Nebi na binji.
And the many others.
Temwela likira kya kuddamu.
Do not worry what to answer.
Kubanga muri webwa.
Because you will be given.
Chemuli damu chiseleje.
What you will answer in that time.
Kubanga simwe muliyogera.
It's not you who will speak.
Nayo moyo wachita moyo.
But the spirit of your father.
Yaliyogera mumwe.
The one who will speak within you.
Nayo nkubuze.
But can I ask you one thing?
Ogaka sote anti yaliyogera mugu.
How do you prove that he's the one speaking within you?
Singa batakwotinze byawandikibwa.
If he has not quoted scriptures.
Nebakubuza.
And they ask you.
Katonda ali aludange goodness binakubaa.
Where was God before heaven and earth were created?
Mbo moyo nakudamu.
And the spirit answers you.
Ngakala damu abawulira.
And he answers those who
ask.
That is basically you to answer them.
Yali mukutonda.
He was in creating. That's the answer.
Moyo roza sokudamu.
Do you think the spirit can answers which are not clear?
Changu nyo moyo kugamba.
It is so easy the spirit.
Yobu sura ya 28.
Job chapter 28 verse 24.
Asinjira waguru wegu na mugulio.
Above the heavens to see through all the heavens.
Ndiyanti yasinjira waguru wegu.
That he best above the heavens.
Bubu ya garobu kakafu.
If you want proof.
Kale sumakombe Efeso nye.
You read in Ephesians 4.
Onyoro muenda.
Verse 9.
Pakuru wekumi.
On to 10.
Yesu yazuki na nari nyana ita mugulio na.
Jesus rose ascended through all the heavens.
Na agende yu waguru wegu.
He went above the heavens.
Wetora bayao.
Don't you see there?
Ujidama antichangu nyo.
You see that it's so easy.
Umoyo kuogero kuita mugwe. Nga ita mbia wandikibwa.
The spirit to speak through you passing through scriptures.
Chatugami Matayo 10.
It's what he said in Matthew 10.
Yubali tuite rio kutubuza.
When they will call us to ask us.
Chitulere kila chakudamu.
We should not worry what to answer them.
Kubanga si, tuliwebwa chetukchaku echo kudamu amangu
wawo. We shall immediately be given what to
kubanga
answer.
Kubanga simu muliogera.
But it's not you who will be speaking.
Heyo moyo wa chitamu.
But the spirit of your father.
Chebeleza moyo wa chitafi.
Imagine the spirit of our father.
Kuno ngagendo kudamu kuita mugu.
That is going to answer through you.
Babu za gene eriwa.
They ask you where is hell located.
Mutaka.
In the ground. That is your answer.
Omoyo ya zemu ebyo chewagaro kumamu.
Is it the spirit who has answered such? You want to tell us? Give us scriptures to prove it's found in the ground. For if he's the one who has answered, that is going to remember that scripture.
Hey, hey. Mr.
Benja, you see these issues. To be led by the Spirit of God, even in prayer of warfare, we must be in the scriptures. Don't get to be in words we have found.
It's
prayers which are prayed from 27th October.
Okutuka ngalumogwe 12
reaching the 1st of December 2019 also the prophetic prayer of warfare of preparing all nations for God's final work on this planet earth. It was caused many troubles ever since that year 2020 began, that God may humble down this world to call it to work together with him
The
revival and restoration of gospel of salvation.
So,
now those prayers, that's how we make them always being led by the Spirit of God. Now in those prayers already we get to be taught by him through the ministers. A portion in him is ministry to us. A portion of the Holy Spirit which is outside. And it's moving on to write in those who hear. You see that? If it to remind them. That's what is spoken John 14. Who teach you other scriptures?
At least
even if we teach you those you've heard,
when you
get your Bible, when you've had anointing like this,
you
move on to be taught more by him who has begun to be in you, in the name of the Lord Jesus. First read us in John. John chapter 14, verse 26.
Nayo mubezi, omoyo mutukuvu, chitange gwali tuma mulinya lyange, oyaliba yigiriza byonna, aliba jukiza byonna byembagamba.
Yes.
Omubezi.
The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Father of the Lord Jesus sent. Jesus, in speaking of him, he said when he will come, he is going to teach you all. You then you are still being led by him. He first reminds you all those they first taught you. Now maybe you are somewhere and reminds you a scripture, but when you go read on it, it tells you also open here, go even here and see, go in this chapter. You may even pass a page by page.
Or
at times you're passing a scripture. You feel you find what you read in Psalms. What you read in Psalms, you find it even in John.
And you
connect even here, it's written. You see that? He himself, the one who lead to lead us. And to even these prayers of warfare. As we are quoting, it's good that
thing.
Is the one in you in quoting all the scriptures. Then even the outside is the one there. It means if you stretch your hand like this, as in praying, or if you release a word, outside is there to quickly fulfill it. That speaks Isaiah 63. Where is he who put his spirit in their midst? He moved his right hand where there was the hand of Moses. Have you seen that?
That
though you stretch it, I want it to touch America. I want to touch Europe. Because he's there, the one you've connected with. He just touches where you want him to touch. That's why many times when we praying, we don't believe that a woman has come to be prayed for. She's sick in her private parts.
And the
pastor is praying, your hand touch her private parts to pray for her. It's not acceptable.
Just
stretch your hand, the spirit never stumbles.
He touch
and he heals totally. For he's the one who formed those. It's not me.
Now,
I want to
so
end you there. First, read us that scripture. Isaiah chapter 63, verses 11.
Musa n'abantu be ng'ayogera nti aliruda woyo eyabali nyisanga abajja mu nnyanja wamu n'abasumba b'endiga ze aliruda woyo eyateeka omwoyo gwe omutukuvu wakati mu bo olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri eyatambuzanga omukono gwe ogw'ekitiibwa awali omukono ogwaddyo gwa Musa.
You
hear the way he does it.
Yeko moyo we masekatiga.
He puts the spirit in their midst.
Natulako portion najiteka munabi Musa.
Gets a portion, puts in prophet Moses.
Nateka kone Musa mvabali ya.
Puts in the 70 who are around.
Ati bagoloro omukono.
Now let them stretch their hand.
Parabanga Musa ayimusizo omuti.
We saw Moses raise the rod.
Enyanja ne yeyaula.
And the sea parted.
Humo omukono gwo gwa katono okuita moyo omutukuvu.
The hand of God passed through the Holy Spirit.
Yeguli gukola ne jira ba malaika.
Out there walking with armies of angels. Just stretch, say, I'm leho, I'm touching the world. I'm touching this person. As the spirit is in me. As the one who is outside. As some of scriptures speak of him are. That this and this ones. And then you see his working. That's why this prayer would be interesting even beyond.
Spoke
in Hebrews 4 verse 13. That to him we bring our words. Those given by the Spirit. All things are laid bare. They're naked.
Everything
is easy to just speak. May God bless you. We shall come back to finish our seventh point. Things we see in the prophetic prayer of warfare. Where we're going to see how the Spirit lead us with the holy angels to fulfill the scripture and the prayers of warfare. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.